When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. It's Figgy Fig holding it down on Tuesday.
Tuesday. Yes, sir.
Yeah, I always get mixed up every time I get ready to say the day. But,
me too.
Yeah, man, happy Tuesday to everyone out there. Got some breaking news that just came across the news desk back here. John Amos, you know him from Good Times. He was on all type of legendary shows.
Coming to America.
Coming to America.
Yep. Mr. McDowell, Cleo McDowell. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they're McDonald's. I'm McDowell's. He passed away at the age of 84.
Yeah,
rest in peace.
Legend. My favorite low-key scene in that movie, you got me thinking about it with Jamie, when he's got the McDonald's book out and he's going through all the McDonald's stuff.
He's like, they have the golden arches. We have the golden arches.
Like, no, I'm not copying them, although I'm copying them. But legendary one.
Yeah. Remember, he was outside, the McDowell was, he's like, hey, what you doing? Get the hell out of here before I bust that camera.
He's got his own money. And when I say he's got his own money.
He got his own money.
He's on the money.
I always knew that kid was special.
And, Good Times was, I saw it live. I mean, that was a show, popular show.
Legendary.
Yeah.
Legendary.
Legendary, man. Rest in peace to James.
Damn.
Yeah, James Evans.
Yep.
Rest in peace, man. All right, so if y'all haven't been keeping up with my personal life, I've been putting it all out here on the air.
All of it? I hope not.
More than I usually do.
Okay, fair enough.
But I'm moving this month.
Mm-hmm.
So everything should be straightened out in a couple weeks, and I'll be officially moving into a house. And we were there on Sunday. And just kind of getting some measurements and all that stuff, just kind of pre-planning.
Mm-hmm.
And I got to looking around. I'm like, man, I have no idea who my neighbors are or what they're about or anything. So we sitting in the driveway. I pulled up to the driveway, and right next to us is a house.
Mm-hmm.
And it was toys all over there.
You'll have fun with that.
I know. I'm going to just run through a couple things, and I want y'all, I want to see if y'all think it's some type of issue there or nothing to see here.
Mm-hmm.
Toys all over the yard. You see the chalk on the driveway.
Do they look like they've been used? Worn?
It looked like they having a good time out there.
Okay.
That's a plus. That's not a minus.
Okay.
Hey, kids on the block. Because you can just walk back into your house if you don't want to stop, hanging out, playing with them, throwing the ball, whatever.
Yeah.
You can just go back inside.
Now, you might get a knock or two or a buzz like, hey, mister, our ball went into your backyard. Can you get it for us? You might get a few of those.
Mr. Figgy, do you want to play basketball, Mr. Figgy?
Hey.
Oh, that's something else. you real if they come and ask you to come. You're good in the hood.
That's a good thing.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So how about this one? Across the street from us,
as
soon as we pulled up in the driveway, step outside the car.
Okay, there's two types. There's the most dogs are pretty brave when the fence is closed. And then when you open it, they become just big old, they want you to rub their ears or something. So was it a mean dog or was it a playful dog?
I don't even want to know. I don't even know. But I know every time I pulled, all the times we looked at this house, pulled up, that dog gets. So I'm wondering, I mean, I understand if it's somebody that's not from that area.
Yeah.
Like, let me know what's going on. Mm-hmm. But is this going to be a reoccurring thing?
It might be. I mean, if that dog barks.
Single day I come home from work.
I think it's a to be determined.
Okay.
I it might end up being one of your best friends. And yeah. And once it gets used to you, it'll be fine. But maybe not.
Also, the question I have, what kind of fence are we talking about? Because I have seen the situations where that dog ends up being pretty innovative.
Oh, man.
And industrious. Like, and getting outside of his confines. Yeah.
And honestly, I haven't even seen the dog. I just hear the barking.
Oh, okay. You're good,
I'm not sure like if he's locked away or on the chain or what.
But. Might be inside.
Nah, he wasn't inside. It was loud.
Or he had a megaphone or something.
Yeah. All right. So this last neighbor. So it's a neighbor next to the dog, or next to the house with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And they kind of a little further back. It's like a field, and then there's a house way in the back. I seen somebody. I thought it was originally a dog.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm looking out the window trying to see what it was.
Please don't say chickens.
And they were. Wait a minute. So they were, I thought they were training a dog or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I look, and my wife said, "I ain't no dog, that's sheep."
Oh, wow.
Sheep.
Where are you living?
That's when I started kind of questioning myself, like, man, what type of neighbors do I have?
See, the dog is to herd the sheep. There you go. We figured it out.
But sheep are quiet at least.
Yeah.
Chickens would have been a problem.
See, here's the thing. Yeah. I don't even know what to expect with sheep. You telling me I live next to sheep? I'm like, I don't even know what I'm supposed to expect. Like,
I didn't even know that, man. And it's funny you said that about the chicken. We checked out a house before.
Yeah.
And I kept hearing some scratching noise, and I kept hearing some weird noise. I thought it was a kid.
Yeah.
And my wife was like, no, nah, those roosters.
Yeah, you know.
I'm like, oh, hell, that's a no.
That's 4:30 that house every day.
That house is a hell no for
4:30 every day.
Dog, I'm from the city, man. Yeah. I was like Isaiah, was it Isaiah Carey? This old country ass.
But fresh eggs, which, hey, that's fire. So you were talking about the idea of what are the worst neighbors?
Yeah, I got a couple type of neighbors. Mm-hmm. I want y'all to see how y'all feel about these.
Okay.
What about the noisy neighbor?
That's a no-go for me, dog.
The noisy neighbor that's always slamming car doors, loud, music.
I got to be careful because I'm Nigerian. We be loud. We be kind of now loud.
Y'all be loud for the hell of it too, man.
It's in the DNA. The respectfully noisy neighbor, I'm cool with.
The late night.
That's fair.
Like if they know they're noisy. Down.
Yeah.
Well, not even like, but hey, if we gonna be noisy, we gonna let you know. We gonna invite you to the thing, right? Like that type of stuff. It's cool.
I had a neighbor once that was a drummer.
Oh man.
I mean.
Oh man.
The worst.
That's when you gotta go ahead and get them drum pads for Christmas or something.
Oh my god.
Here is an electric drum kit with headphones, friend.
Yeah. We currently got a loud neighbor downstairs from us, and they do not care.
Yeah.
They just like 4 a.m. honking the horn, telling somebody to come out. Just like, why are you honking
what
the horn
doing,
4 a.m? It's crazy.
Yeah.
Here, before we move forward, someone said that the toys in the yard means the neighborhood is safe.
Okay. That's not a bad point.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Look, I'm down with that. Like, I don't mind the kids, you know, running in the yard and stuff like that. I'm perfectly fine with that.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Here's another one. The nosy neighbor. The one that's trying to get all in your business, trying to see what you got going on. I actually have one of those, too.
We have one of those, and I find it turns into, like, comic relief for me. Like I'll tell my wife, hey, guess what she was asking today? Yeah, like, guess what she says, wanting to know about it. Like, to me, I turn it into a little, you know, a little comedy bit, basically, a little inside joke.
Yeah.
Someone says sheep keep your taxes down. Oh, I'm learning things. Let me take some
Let
notes.
Me get some sheep then.
Get you a sheep.
Sheep.
What about this one? That pet owner that's just an obnoxious type of barking, loose dog, or just that's animals just all over the place.
If your dog becomes my problem, then I don't want to have any responsibility. Yes.
Look, I don't have a problem if you have a trained dog and it don't need a leash. Like, mm-hmm. I'm fine with that, but when your dog is not trained,
yeah,
and you refuse to put a leash on it, that's when I have a big issue with that.
I am totally with you.
What about the disrespectful parkers?
Who are the parkers?
Oh, no.
Oh, parking.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't parking on the grass.
Yeah, yeah, parking in your spot.
I thought you were naming names.
Oh, no, 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 not the Parkers.
Yeah, the Johnsons, the Parker, the Stewarts. You don't want to mess with them.
Yeah. Yeah, that's an absolute no. That's an, and I don't do this very often. I can't even remember the last time I did it, but that's what you call the HOA. Like, if they're that disrespectful.
He be snitching. That's crazy.
I haven't done it in years, but that's one where you do. You have to.
Yeah. I agree with that. I'm dealing with that. That's apartment living. That's the one thing I hate, man. Yeah. When you pay for the side spot and somebody just park in your spot. Yeah. And you be like, man, come on, man.
Yeah.
Like, clearly, this is reserved spot.
Mm-hmm.
What about the party animals?
Mm.
I'm kind of dealing with that, too.
Oh, really?
Where, look, I don't mind the music and stuff. I get it sometimes.
Especially on, like, music nights, right? Like, yeah. What I despise is actually the uptight neighbor. Where it's like, hey, man, it's Friday. It's 11. Why are they? Because it's Friday, man. What is wrong with you?
Like, I don't mind it, but.
But, yeah.
Waking up in the morning, going outside, seeing Hennessy bottles.
Yeah.
All in the grass. Yeah,
that's
just
all.
Littering. And
the weekend parties I get, but it's
take
that.
Care. Yeah, take care of you.
Yeah, like, I get it. We all got to have some fun, but don't trash the place afterwards, man.
Yeah.
What about the hoarders?
No, thank you.
If it's in your house, cool.
Refrigerators in the front yard.
Yeah, tires.
Boats parked.
Washer, dryer just sitting there.
Yeah, nope, and nope.
I'm cool on that.
Mm-hmm.
What about the disrespectful family?
No.
The one that just let the kids do whatever and just kind of all over the place.
We had two kids try to come into our house. Like, we were talking to, they were such a pain in the butt. And you know how I said you can just go into your house? They were like, nah, man, we still want to talk some more. We're like, no, go back home. Go back home.
What about the constant complainer?
Oh, well, that's in the same ballpark as the nosy neighbor, right?
Yeah, or the ones that's just like, oh, the grass is too high. Hey, this person didn't paint the side of their house this color.
Yeah, that's the worst one. We have gotten to the worst one. That is it.
Yeah.
That is absolutely the worst
one.
Yeah, no, that one will, because we could talk about this. Like, with a lot of these things, what I keep thinking about is, and of course, it's, you know, it's a optimal situation, but what's always great is when you have that relationship with your neighbors, you can go over and talk to them about it. Like, hey. Even if it's a little annoying, is it something that we can we adjust this? And usually if you built a rapport, you can make that work. That neighbor? No.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Like, we're calling the authorities all the time. No. That's not the one I want.
All right. The last one, I'm gonna say the gossiper. Mm-hmm. The one that's trying to stir up the drama, that's talking about Susie down the street and how she ain't do this or do that. It's like, man, don't put me in
nothing
that mess.
I hate more. There's nothing I hate more than just the erroneous gossip.
Yeah.
Or just whatever, spreading lies and all. I'm like, what are you doing?
I was dealing.
What does this accomplish?
I dealt with somebody like that kind of recently.
Yeah.
She was complaining about the person upstairs and their dogs, and then she was talking about calling the news and all this other stuff.
Much.
And I'm just like, all right. I'm like, and I tried to politely tell her I got to go to work.
Yeah.
And she said, where you work?
Oh God.
I'm like. I was quick with it. I'm like, I work for a radio station. Oh, you the person I need to talk to then.
I need to
get this out here.
So real quick, do you have any announcements that you need for Miss Woman? You know, do you want to get that out there right now?
Look, me talking about how they're making too much noise upstairs with the dogs.
Yeah.
Ain't gonna do nothing.
Well, I was listening to you, Figgy, and I heard that you said that we was making noise. We apologize.
You talking about me?
All right, I'm gonna get out of here on this. So with me becoming a new homeowner, I've been listening to the Tom Tynan Show.
Good
lately,
for you,
man.
Yeah.
I feel like it hit a little more now that I actually have a home instead of just dealing with apartments and stuff like that. But Tom Tynan, the radio legend, I think he mentioned a couple times, he's been on these airwaves for 39 years doing home
Incredible.
Show radio. And I was listening to this segment, and he took a call. It was a guy named Bill,
mm-hmm.
and the producer and me almost reached for the dump button because he was talking about, I guess, the deck in his backyard, but mm-hmm. he kind of sounded different. It sounded a little different to me, but this was the call right here.
And let's talk to Bill. Bill, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yeah, good morning, Tom. I have a deck question. I have a deck that's about 5 years old. I need to restain it. It's a wooden deck. Should I clean it and then power wash it, or should I power wash it first and then clean it?
Probably doesn't make any difference. I would say power wash it because it might look good enough after you do that. But if it looks really dirty and there are some deck washes, they're oxalic acids is what they are. You follow the directions and you push it around with a broom and then wash it. If it's really looking bad, don't go real hard on it because the wood's going to be soft on top and you don't want to tear up the surface. So just give it a light wash. You can do that with the different tips on your pressure washer. Just use an easy tip.
That's Tom. He's doing that on purpose.
That was a wholesome conversation. We're all children.
He's doing that on purpose.
We're children. We are the problem here. I want that to be clear.
So with me having a sick mind, I decided to just bleep that word out.
Oh, goodness. Yes.
Let me see what this sound like with it bleeped out, with the word deck bleeped out.
And let's talk to Bill. Bill, you're on Home Show Radio.
Yeah, good morning, Tom. I have a question. I have a deck that's about 5 years old. I need to restain it. It's a wooden deck. Should I clean it and then power wash it, or should I power wash it first and then clean it?
Probably doesn't make any difference. I would say power wash it because it might look good enough after you do that. But if it looks really dirty and there are some deck washes, they're oxalic acids is what they are, and you follow the directions and you push it around with a broom and then wash it.
If it's really looking bad,
don't go real hard on it because the wood's going to be soft on top and you don't want to tear up the surface. So just give it a light wash. You can do that with the different tips on your pressure washer. Just use an easy tip.
Sounds better that way, doesn't it? Or worse.
I don't know, man.
I still think Tom was doing that on purpose.
No, I think they were just having a wholesome... I'm sure that was useful information.
Hey, Tom, be on his P's and Q's, man.
Yep.
So people are saying you didn't do enough homework on your search. Apparently, the jig is, the little tip, you know, you go around at night or on weekends or something like that, and you do some advanced scouting.
I actually did that.
You did?
It wasn't bad.
Okay,
cool. We pulled up at night. We like to do the night drive, so we pulled up, and it wasn't bad.
Good.
But it's one of them areas where you got some nice houses, then you got like a regular house, and then you got look like a farm. Apparently, we're across the street from a farm. So, I don't know.
You got to love Houston, man.
Yeah. Yep.
Like that's
no zoning, baby.
Yeah, that's right,
that's
baby.
That's exactly what that area is. No zoning.
But that's the beauty of it, though. I try and tell people, man, it's like the diversity, not literally just in like human beings, but just in the different types of stuff that you get in any part of town. It's real fun.
Might be stand next to a car shop.
Why not?
One day.
Why not? I mean, I understand some of the reasons why typically people say why not, but I think it adds color. You would not have a segment like we did today, Figgy's Mixtape. Appreciate you doing that. Every 120 right here in the loop. I have a bone to pick with the Astros, but they are going at Minute Maid Park. We'll give you an update of what's happening there and more. Get ready for the drive. We'll do that next.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.